This shouldn't be a thing. This is the One Man's Trash edition, and I love this headline so much, Cal. It comes from Sky News. Man who lost 600 million pound Bitcoin fortune considers buying landfill site to search for it. So it's over in England. So instead of dollars, it's pounds. So 600 million pounds of Bitcoins he believes might be in a landfill in England, and he wants to buy it because he lost it some time ago. Calvin, are you into Bitcoin at all? Do you have any Bitcoin whatsoever?
I do not.
Okay. Well, this is what happens if you get yourself into the crypto world. It says, after a legal case to force the council to let him search the site was thrown out by a judge, James Howells with an S, is toying with offering to purchase it instead, and says he was discussing the idea with his business partner. So basically, he has mined a bunch of Bitcoin. It was on a hard drive, and it got lost. He believes his ex-girlfriend mistakenly threw out the hard drive containing thousands of Bitcoins in 2013, and he believes it's going to be worth about 600 million pounds, and he wants to buy the landfill where he thinks it is. I think they should let him do it. I would love nothing more than just see this man with a shovel every day saying, gotta find it, gotta find it. What do you think, Calvin?
Well, I think it's a little ridiculous. I assumed that, and maybe it's evolved, the technology's evolved since he initially bought the Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But I was under the impression that you had like a secure wallet that was in the cloud. So you wouldn't actually need physical access to the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to find it.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like he could probably hire an army of people to do it. And if it's there, he could pay them like $1 million a piece and still be way ahead of the game. But also, yeah, in the real non-Bitcoin world, non-crypto world, you just have an online wallet. I mean, I have an online wallet from my bank. That just seems pretty simple. Why wouldn't you do that as well? Why would you risk it by putting on a hard drive? And my guess is that it's not even a thumb drive, which is going to be harder to find. But I guess we're going to say good luck to Mr. James Howells on your – this is the grossest treasure hunt that's ever been done in the history of mankind. But we say good luck to you, James Howells. On your search for 600 million pounds worth of Bitcoins. And with that being said, Calvin, that brings us to
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.